Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you've been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb, then you who are far off are made nigh. Hallelujah. And what does the Scripture say? If you'll draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. Glory to God. No man, no woman, no young person has to be distant from God. Has to be at odds with God because Jesus has become, hallelujah, that which reconciled us. Keep reading. You who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. It was the only thing in the universe that was valuable enough to pay for our sin. The wages of sin is death, and the righteousness of God required it to be paid. It had to be paid. But it didn't say we had to pay it. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody else could pay it. And Jesus did. And now this is something that reveals your and my value to Him. We are called the apple of His eye. The Scripture says that the preciousness of a soul ceases forever. Now, that's King James language, but it has to do with there is no amount of money that equates the value of one human soul. There's no amount of money, no trillions of dollars that would be enough to buy. In fact, there was only one thing in all the universe that was valuable enough to buy us. That's what redeem means, to buy or to buy back. And it was and is. That's why it's called the precious blood of the Lamb. Why? Because the life is in the blood. The life, it was and is the life of God. And the Bible said that blood is speaking today. From off the mercy seat in heaven, the blood speaks. And it's saying better things than Abel's blood, because Abel's blood was crying out for justice from what Cain did to him and killed him. But Jesus' blood is not saying, I demand justice. Jesus' blood is saying, justified. They are justified. They are redeemed. Hallelujah. Righteous. Holy. By the blood. I'm not far off. I'm nigh. I'm brought near. Oh, keep reading. He is our peace, verse 14. Who's our peace? He is. Who made peace between us and God the Father? Jesus is our peace, who's made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You've experienced, if you've had trouble with people, there's like a wall between you. Your mistakes, their mistakes, your hard words, their hard words, your failures, their failures. The reason I'm talking about this, we're going to get to it in a minute, I think. Do you think we need to rush past this? No, this is the foundation of it all. Not only have we been reconciled to God, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We have the job and the ministry of helping others realize they don't have to be separated from God. And brothers and sisters don't have to be separated from one another. We got the ministry of getting back together. We do. We are anointed and graced to help people get back to God or get to God or people get back together. Now, you can't control every situation. I'm not saying that. We'll see that further as we go, but you shouldn't just not even try. You should believe. They can get back to God right now. Right? They can receive forgiveness. They can be cleansed. They can be saved right now. Some of the, not some, the worst people on the planet that have been the meanest and the most cruel and done the most horrible things, you get them saved, clean, filled with the Spirit,
yes, sir. Amen.
They could be your best buddy for the rest of your life. I'm telling you. And you can be a facilitator of them getting back to God because you and I have been given this ministry of reconciliation. Jesus is our peace, who's made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of two one new man, so making peace, verse 16, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Enmity is that which is the animosity, that which is between you and them. Jesus killed it. He killed the animosity. He broke down the wall. And it doesn't matter who you are or who your people are, Jewish, Gentile, makes no difference. Everybody without Jesus is apart from God. And He has broken down the wall. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
The epistles are full of this, what we're talking about. This is the heart of what we call the Pauline revelation. It's God's revelation that He gave through Brother Paul. In verse 18, through Him we both have access. Oh boy, that's a word. Access by one Spirit to the Father. Somebody say, I have access to the Father. Whew. I have access to the Father. Jesus said, in fact, just go to John. John 16, verse 26. Everybody say access. I have access to the Father. The things we're talking about, some of it's recorded in the book of Psalms, that the angels, who are much mightier in power than us, made remark and said, what is man that you are mindful of him, that you put him over all the works of your hand? What is man? The angels were looking at each other going, what is this? What is this man? We don't get to do this. Forever, we are the redeemed ones. We're special, very special in God's creation. We're not just servants of God. We're sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's male and female sons. Somebody say, sons of God.
I am a son of God.
And as a son of God, I have direct access. I have direct access to my Father, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm His child. The Bible said in 1 John that it doesn't yet appear what we shall be. But when we see Him, Jesus, we'll see Him as He is, and we're like Him. We're like Him. When we see Him in all of His glory returning, we're going to be amazed at Him, but there's something else we're going to be amazed at. We're going to be in awe and amazement, then we're going to go, "Woo!" And He's going to say, "I told you, I told you." As He is, so are we. We're not with Him in heaven yet, but we're in this world. But as He is, so are we. I want you to say it out loud. As He is,
so am I.
Well, Jesus has direct access to the Father. Hallelujah. There's nothing at odds between Jesus and the Father. There's no enmity. There's no distance. There's zero distance between them. As He is, so am I, even though I'm in this world. Now your head will say, but you're forgetting about the blood. The blood has removed the wall, killed the enmity, and brought you close. And right before Jesus left, this is what He told the disciples and us in John 16, 26. He said, "At that day," and this is the day now, we're in this day, "you shall ask in My name. I say not to you that I will pray the Father for you." You should never pray to a saint and ask them to pray the Father for you.
Amen.
No. Why? Because you have direct access.
Amen.
Somebody's getting something here. To the Father.
Yes.
See, praying to a saint is acting like you're not good enough to go directly to the Father. Well, you in and of yourself are not, were not, would not be. That's why Jesus had to make you acceptable. Right? In that day, you'll ask in My name. I say not to you that I will pray the Father for you. If Jesus Himself says, "I'm not going to have to relay your prayers," why in the world would you look to any other man or woman to relay your prayers, including Jesus' mother? Someone says, "Ooh, Brother Keith, where is it in the Scriptures? Show me one verse about praying to Jesus' mother." No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.